Strength and the anointing of God continues to flow over him, oh God. We thank you for the people of this house, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bind them together in love. Bind them together in unity. Thank you for these, your women servants here today, oh God. We're all dressed up today in our hats, but God, we thank you. We still give you praise. We still give you glory because you've been so good to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we ask that your word flow here in this place for these next few months.
Thank you, Jesus.
Saying that is needed for your woman at this time. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let someone leave this place encouraged, delivered, set free. Let someone leave this place with a mind to go on. Let that woman that walked through these doors discouraged and down, but just got on up and made it anyway. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, hear her cry. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. That woman who's frustrated with her children right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we ask God that you bring peace to that situation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you for it, and we'll give you glory. And we'll give you praise. In Jesus' name. Clap your hands, clap your hands. As our pastor teaches us that we get caught from that sign of victory. Come on, make some noise. I read somewhere that defeat has a look, but victory has a sound. Living a lasting legacy. I bring you greetings from the New First Church of God in Christ in Chicago Heights, where our pastor is the Pastor Roland T. Sanders, and also from my husband, Elder Leroy Witherspoon, one of the associates, senior elder there at New First Church. He's preparing, I want you to keep him in your prayers. He's leaving for Africa on tomorrow. He does missions in Africa, so he'll be gone for 14, 15, 16 days, and pray his strength, because he is literally traveling against doctor's orders, but he's believing the Lord. It's so in his heart to do. It is so in his heart to do. So I told him, well, we just gonna have to pray you through. So if you will join with me these next 2 weeks in your prayer time, if you would just call his name, Sister Weatherspoon's husband, if you can't remember, just call his name so that we can pray him on through and pray him on back. Amen. Amen. Living a lasting legacy. Psalms 37 and 18 is your scripture of choice. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. I believe I heard someone say on the other side, isn't that a blessed assurance? To know that the Lord knows our days.
Yes.
To know that he knows our steps.
Yes.
to know, I read somewhere the other day where there was this little saying, she said, I know that God will not put more on me than I can bear. But I just wish he didn't trust me so much. Sometimes that he didn't trust me so much. When I had my second stroke in 2015, I had read that saying, but I said, I can identify with that. Mm-hmm. I know he would have put more on me than I could bear, but I just wish sometimes he wouldn't trust me so much. But he trusts us so much that we're still going to depend on him and still rely on him in spite of. And somebody says, why do you keep going? And me and my boss back there have a note on that door. We keep going because we have to. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day. And while it would be so easy for me to just go home and sit down and say, well, you know, I have a stroke. My arm ain't quite right, but it is he that giveth us the grace to continue. In spite of, it is he that giveth us the grace to continue. So if I look like I'm kind of falling over, I'm not falling. I'm all good. It's just residuals of the stroke. What an awesome privilege it is to know that he knows our days. Yes. And that the inheritance that he has given to us through him is going to last forever. Yes. You don't have to worry about that. Sometimes you may worry about losing your home, losing your job, losing your money. But you don't have to worry about this inheritance that he has left for us. I did tap on here a little subtitle, and it's Tell Your Story. Mm-hmm. Tell Your Story. Living a lasting legacy. Tell your story. Typically, when you think of legacy, and you think of inheritance, in addition to those things that have already been mentioned, you also think of death and dying. Because if someone has left you an inheritance, you're not going to get it until they're dead. Unless you're really, really, really rich, like the Rockefeller somebody mentioned, and they'll give you so much when you're 21, and they'll give you so much when you reach another age. Well, we don't really have it like that. So in our neighborhood, when you think of legacy and inheritance, you think about death and dying. But I read this and I quote, legacy work should not be based on death and dying. Rather, it emphasizes life and living. Legacy building is about making connections and sharing precious moments with the special people in your life. We would need to carve your name on hearts and not on tombstones. A legacy is etched in the minds of others and the stories that they share about you. Mm-hmm. Tell your story. What you leave behind is not what's going to be engraved on your headstone, but what has been woven in the lives of others will be your legacy. Just came back from Mississippi where my mom, my dad are buried, my two older brothers. I visit the grave. Now my mom's grave is simply said, Ardessie Carter. But her legacy is so much more than that. It's not what's engraved on that tombstone. It's what she put in me while she was living.
Right.
While she was that living legacy. And even though at the time I did not appreciate appreciated and always said, when I'm old enough, I'm out of here.
Because
I did not want to go to church on Sunday. I did not want to go to church on Tuesday. I did not want to take my school books and sit in the back of the church and do my homework. But all those years where she said, as long as you're in my house, this is a house that will serve the Lord.
Yeah.
And I will be your God until you come to know God. I didn't know that she was living a legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that the words that she was speaking were going to one day rise up in me and come to life and produce a new generation of people that love to worship and serve their God. So it's what you do day by day. I want to preface this message just for a few minutes talking about the life giver, because you cannot truly be a living a legacy unless you have the life giver in you and understand who the life giver is. Now, you're going to leave a legacy whether you know God or not, but you need to know about he who that giveth you life. I'm going to give you a few scriptures for the sake of time. I'm not going to read all of them. Acts 17. It talks about Paul being in Athens, and he sees that the people are worshiping an unknown God. They have the signs up to the unknown God. But he said there, he said, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Neither is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth life and breath and all things. For in him we live and we move and we have our being. Paul said again in Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ, and I myself no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the real life that I now live, I have within the body. The real life that I now have within this body is a result of my trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So first you need to acknowledge the life giver. You need to give yourself to God, the one who gave you life. You need to give yourself to your family, which includes your spouse, your children, your elderly parents, your aged grandparents, your extended family. And you need to give yourself to the community. And you're gonna say, well, this community, I don't wanna give myself to the community that I live in. They walk up and down the street all night long. They got the boom boxes going all 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. They're on the streets in the daytime trying to sell me fresh chicken out of a car. Who's gonna buy fresh chicken that you got in a bag in a car? No, I do not want to give myself to these people. But you know what? We are called to be a light. And it doesn't you got to have a conversation with them every day, but you are called to be a light. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Let your good deeds glow for all to see, so that they will praise your heavenly Father, because that's the ultimate goal that we're trying to reach, is to bring glory and praise to our life giver. The young men in my neighborhood with their pants halfway down, they walk, but let me tell you what, they called him Reb, and they called me Miss Reb. Never asked them to do that, never, but there is a light that should shine from you. You should not be speaking the same language. You should not be out there cursing like they are cursing. You should not be up and down the street. There has to be a light There has to be a legacy going on in that house that they have looked at and seen and know that this is a God house.
Yes.
So, my dear sisters, with our beautiful hats and our fashionators, I didn't know what they were, so I wasn't just there.
She said, you didn't want to fascinate? I said, yes.
Sisters, doing it for ourselves today. Taking a little me time out of the day. You deserve it.
Yes.
For all that you do,
yes,
you deserve it.
Yes.
But in all we do, are we living a legacy that will last? Are you living a legacy that will last? Now, most certainly, as I said before, we're all going to leave a legacy. But the question is, will it be by intention or will it be by default? I read that if something happens by default, you know about computers and stuff, it goes back to default. You haven't got it set. If something happens by default, it happens only because something else which might have prevented it or changed it did not happen. It reverts back to default. So the question then becomes, are you living on purpose? Are you living intentionally? Are you living meaningfully? Are you focused on living a lasting legacy? Jesus said in John 10, the thief comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He said, but I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Have we allowed, by default, the cares of this life, the quest for more and more and more, to make ends meet? Have we given space to the devil to steal, to kill, and to destroy the legacy and the inheritance that belongs to us and to our children and to our children's children, and to the families, and to the communities, and the part of the world that we come in contact
with? All right.
One way that we can leave a lasting legacy, live a lasting legacy, is to tell your story. And she already mentioned the scriptures, Deuteronomy 6. You can read it when you get home, 4 through 8. You can read the whole chapter. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and with all your soul and with all your strength, with your entire being.
Yes.
You've got to be totally committed to God. He said, these words which I'm commanding you today shall be written on your heart and on your mind purposely, intentionally, deliberately. You shall teach them diligently to your children, impressing God's precepts on their minds. I'm reading from the New Living. And penetrating their hearts with his truth. And you shall speak of them when you sit in your house. I'm just saying. When you walk. On the road, and when you lie down, you shall speak of them. When you get up, you shall speak of them. You shall bind them as a sign on your forearm, and they shall be used as bands on your frontals and on your forehead, which means your neighbor, the grocery clerk, your co-worker, the school teacher, the coach, all who know you should know about your God and about your story. You still Feel the light of the world. Don't hide your light. Let it shine, which is the ultimate goal. I don't want to waver off too much, but this beautiful young lady sitting back here that you all see, that is my boss.
Amen.
I am her secretary.
Amen.
Who knew? Thank God would work that out and put us together. Because when they told me a young lady was coming in there to be the director, because we had lost our other director, I said, I'm gone. Gone, gone. She's young enough to be my daughter. I said, I'm gone. I want this young folks stuff. All the boys in here are young. They're going to have this little clique, and they're going to be, and they ain't going to want a whole grandma to be my secretary. I said, I need to get out of here. But how many of you know that our thoughts are not his thoughts? Our plans are not his plans. I was ready to run. I'm going to tell you today, don't abort, ladies. Don't abort that thing that the enemy is trying to get you to run from. It's not time to run. Who am I talking to in here? Don't run yet. God's got a blessing for you. From good stuff. That's what I'm telling you. You are not no walk in the street, pants hanging down, smoking a cigarette, robbing somebody, stealing a car. That is not in your DNA. You need to come and know that you came from a good heritage, from a good legacy. And we don't act like other people. Leave your beer wherever it is. Don't bring it to the family gathering. Because that's not what we are about. We're about getting together, trying to know and trying to learn one another.
Amen.
So ladies, we are his offspring.
Yes.
What you mean you can't forget? It's not in your DNA.
Amen.
What you mean you can't get over it? What you mean you can't work with her? What you mean don't put me on the same road with her? Don't put me on the committee with her. That is not your DNA. That is not your legacy. That is not what your daddy has taught you. That is not the way you have been raised. We need to tell our story. Somebody has got to tell them. Judges 2. Right about the 10th verse, the Amplified reads like this. Also, all the people of that generation were gathered to their fathers in death, and another generation arose after them who did not know, recognize, or understand the Lord, nor even the work which he had done for Israel. I'm like the little kid in the back seat. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? There's a whole other generation that does not know a thing about our God. Does not know a thing about living holy. There's a whole new generation that has a whole new concept of what religion is. Because we have failed to tell the story in our walk. Gotta tell the story intentionally, purposely, deliberately. Young girls, single women, somebody needs to know your story. Young adult women, I encourage you today to pull on the older generation. I encourage you, my niece right here, Tasha, she's all, well, who's this? Now tell me about this. And where did Grandpa live? And how did y'all get there? She is just, has a notebook. I encourage you, young women, pull on the generation that is before you. Because in a little bit, in a little while, they will no longer be here. So you need to pull on them. Ask your question. Your concerns. We're older now. We've been there and done that.
Yes.
Got the t-shirt.
Yes.
We just look like we have it.
Right?
We just look like we haven't done that. I ain't saying you got to get up in the pulpit and tell your story, but somebody needs to know your story.
Yes.
I say that the church would be better if we would learn to share. And rather trying to be a wonder and in the spotlight, and like we ain't never did nothing, we ain't never seen, we ain't never got mad, we ain't never walked out of the church, we ain't never been mad at our husband. Talk to me. Stand back to some words. Talk to me.
Come on now.
My husband was going to Africa for 16 days. Somebody said, are you going to cry?
Ha ha ha!
argument.
Ain't that something?
I'm sitting there like, how do you do that? I don't know how you do that. We've been married 48 years. Nobody going nowhere. We've been through the storm and through the rain. But in spite of the storm and the rain, we made it. Amen. We were at a seminar one time and they were asking couples to get up and say, tell them, come and tell them how you stayed married so long. You come and tell them how. And everybody would get up and one person said, well, I just said, yes, dear. You gotta learn to say yes, dear. And I'm sitting there like, okay. And they would get up, well, you know, I just did this and I just did this, and I'm just sitting there like, okay. Finally, somebody got up and they asked the couple that it was their turn, and they said, Sister so and so, how did you make it all these years? How did you been married so long? And she said, I stayed. Sometimes that's what it comes to. I stay. Because there was not an option. Divorce was not an option. I got children to raise and grandchildren to bring. I belong to God. I'm a servant of God. So I get on my knees and I pray and I stay. Some young woman in your church.
There you go.
Target. I've done that in my church. I've targeted a few young ladies. Cause I don't like the way they look. I don't like the way they act. I don't like what they say on Facebook. So I targeted them without going to them, hurting them and killing them. I targeted them. And I said, you know what? I want you to come to my conference this year. Because I wanted to expose them to some real saved young women. I wanted to put them in the atmosphere. You can't just beat down and beat down and tear down, but create an atmosphere where they'll look and say, okay.
Yes.
So I've targeted a couple young ladies in our church. And I turn to them, and sometimes I'll say, so what scripture did you start your day out with this morning? Start doing it. See how your day is going. You got to be living. Living is action. Living a lasting legacy. Grandmother women. When you are shopping with that grandbaby, my granddaughter has me down at the American Doll store a couple times a year. You got to say something about Jesus. You got to tell her something about Jesus and sharing. And you got so many, the Lord wants you to share some of these dolls with somebody that don't have one. You got to just live your legacy. You senior citizen woman, God is not done with you. He wants us to feel like it's over and you are of no more use. I looked at that mother serving that food and she doesn't make it. I said, you gone, mama. Work for Jesus. Work in the house of the Lord. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep going in the service of the Lord. Come on, mama, do it, because mine's dragging too. I know if I'll be there when you're encouraging me. You're giving me inspiration to go on. Let somebody see and tell your story. I'm going to share with you the quotes that I did at the beginning. Legacy work should not be based on death and dying. Rather, it should emphasize life and living. Legacy building is about making connections and sharing precious moments with the special people in your life. carving your name on hearts and not on tombstones. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven in the hearts of others. A lasting legacy will be one that reflects that we love God with all of our hearts, soul, and mind. A lasting legacy will be one that reflects that we trained our children to love God. A lasting legacy will be one that reflects that we loved our neighbors as ourselves. The woman with the alabaster box. Matthew 26 and 13 said, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached in the world, there shall also this, that this woman has done, shall it be, it shall be told for a memorial unto her. It shall be a legacy, what she has done. Because a legacy is not leaving something for people, it's leaving something in people. And they have written songs about this woman with the alabaster box. They have written books about this woman. They have preached about this woman because what she left in. I'm concluding.
Take your time.
Let us all be remembered. And I found this, I don't know who wrote it. For the lives we touched. For the people we helped. For the wisdom we shared. For the stories that we told. For the laughter that we initiated. For the love that we gave. For the affections that we showed. For the communities that we inspired. And for the youth that we guided. For the hungry that we fed. For the needy we assisted. Let us all be remembered for the success that we created, for the risk that we took, for the world that we changed. Let us write down our stories. Let us tell our experience. Let us share our struggles. Do this for our children, for our grandchildren, for the next generation to see, for the next generation to hear, as a source of hope, as a source of wisdom, as an example of our legacy. And the last line of it says, so what will you leave? I want to change that last line and say, what will you live? Living a lasting legacy. What will you live? And what memorial will be established for you throughout the world for the next generation, for those that are in your world? Clap your hands for Jesus. Father, we thank you. And we come before you now, asking that you stir up within us intentionally, purposely, deliberately. We want to be living a lasting legacy. Let the words that we speak be acceptable to you. Let the places that we go and the things that we do be acceptable to you. We want to live a lasting legacy for our children and our grandchildren and for those who are not yet born. Help me, Lord. Direct me, Lord. Forgive me for those things that I have not done because I've just been too busy. I've just had too much to do. Because we go through the routine every day. And I'm going to backtrack for a minute out of this prayer. Let me back right up. Because, devil, you are a liar. The Lord did not give me this point, but my page stuck together. So I'm going to backtrack for 1 minute. Ladies, we get caught up in life trying to survive. We go through our daily routine of getting up, getting dressed, going to school, going to work, going home, preparing dinner, whatever way you may prepare it. You may stand before the stove, or you may pick it up at Popeyes, whatever way you prepare it. Drop it off clothes at the cleaners, helping the kids with their homework, helping the kids with their band work, taking them to practice, making a few calls, writing down on your notes things to do tomorrow. When you have not yet gotten through today. Finally, we get to bed, only to awake the next morning to start the cycle over and over again. And on the weekend, we pick up the clothes from the cleaners, we get our nails done, we get our hair done. On Saturday night, we breeze through our Sunday school lesson. We go to the morning service, we have dinner, we go to bed, and on Monday morning, when the alarm clock goes off, like an automatic pilot, we get up and try it again, trying to make ends meet. We don't want to be just surviving. We want to be living on purpose, living intentionally, living deliberately, living a lasting legacy. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen.